This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. A big storm has brought some much-needed snow to the high country. Some parts of the mountains got more than 2 feet of snow, most of it Friday. It's still pretty slick out there, though, so be careful as you navigate mountain roads. The storm gradually fades out this morning before another system brings even more snow to the high country Sunday. No white Christmas for Denver, but a really nice day. Sunny skies and highs in the 50s today. Between energy use, food, Christmas trees, and other things, Coloradans waste more during the holidays. Bob Lilienfeld is a sustainability consultant in Broomfield.
We waste a significant amount of stuff, you know, every day of the year, but between Thanksgiving and New Year's, we actually waste about 25% more stuff.
Lilienfeld says people should do things like use energy-efficient lights, lower thermostats a few degrees, and recycle gift wrapping paper whenever you can. Coloradans with a vehicle registration that expires this month will not get a reminder in the mail. The Department of Revenue says it suspended renewal reminders until early 2022 due to programming updates, but they also say the process will be cheaper once the updates are finished. In the meantime, drivers can check when their registration expires on the Colorado Division of Motor Vehicles website. And Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater will not play Sunday against the Raiders. He's recovering from a concussion, so Drew Locke will take his place. This is CPR.